We are discussing verse, or in fact, Surah number 37, Surah As-Safat, from the 23rd Juz of the Noble Quran. The Kuffar made an allegation against the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they said, should we leave our deities for a mad poet? That is what they referred to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as, a mad poet, an insane poet. And Allah Rabbul Izzah responds to this by saying that, بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. He brought the truth, and the previous messengers also confirmed that. All the Anbiya before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had conveyed the message of Tawheed, and they even foretold the advent of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, these kuffars still refused to believe in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and what he conveyed to them. In fact, they went on to say all sorts of things, and they went on to say, إِنَّكُمْ لَذَائِقُ الْعَذَابِ الْعَلِيمِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, they will be granted, or they will be made to taste. You will certainly be given retribution. تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ وَمَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. You will be granted, you will be made to taste a grievous punishment because of the arrogant attitude, and you will be given retribution only for the deeds that you carried out. You will certainly taste the consequences of your rejection in the oneness of Allah, and all the shameless things that you attributed to the Messenger, all that you used to do, will one day come before you. And that is all of you. All of you will have to bear the consequences of your actions. Illa ibad Allah al-mukhlasin, except the chosen servants of Allah. How great are they? They are a totally different species upon whom Allah will shower His kindness and His mercy. These are the chosen servants of Allah. They will be granted salvation. Ulaika lahum rizqun ma'lum. For such people is a fixed sustenance. For these people, they will be fawakihu wa mukramun, fruits, and they are honored. They will receive extraordinary types of fruit. The full description of these fruit, Allah alone knows. However, a short description has been given, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it will never be, come to an end. It will be perpetual. Allah alone knows the honor and the respect that will be shown to the chosen servants of Allah while they are enjoying themselves fi jannatin na'im, in gardens of delight. That is where they will be. Ala sururin mutaqabilin. They will be facing each other on thrones, facing each other. يطاف عليهم بكأس من معين. They will be presented with goblets filled with flowing wine. Just as Jannah will have rivers of milk, water, and honey, it will also have rivers of pure wine, which will be served to them by attendants. And describing its wine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بيضاء لذة للشاربين. It will be white and delicious for the drinker. لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون. It will neither produce headaches, nor will it intoxicate. Therefore, none can question the purity of the wine. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas says that the wine of Jannah will not have the odor present in the wines of this world, and will not be distasteable like the wildly wine. The wine of Jannah will be extremely tasty, and will not adversely affect the body. When people consume wine, they have a hangover, they have a headache, they feel down, they feel miserable, sometimes they vomit, they have lung problems and this and that and that. While the wine of Jannah will be the most pure of everything. وَإِنْدَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفَعِينٌ. There shall be with them women of modest gaze with wide eyes. Those women will be so pure, beautiful, attractive, that it will seem as though كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ, as though they are preserved eggs. And this denotes that they will be protected against all evil and will be pure. And the Arabs commonly describe beautiful women as eggs. Allah Rabbul Izzah said in Surah Rahman about the women of Jannah, كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتُ وَالْمَرْجَانِ, as though they are rubies and pearls. And some commentators say that the extremely white women resembling the color of eggs are disliked, but the women of Jannah will vary according to the taste of people. Some will have a reddish shade of rubies, while others will have different complexions. And the verse also says that women will cast their gaze downwards, which denotes that they will be modest and will only have eyes for their husbands. And that is part of the beauty of a lady, to cast her gaze down and to control her gaze. After which, the people of Jannah will be enjoying the pleasures of Jannah as they sit together talking, as they discuss. One of them will say that فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُمَ الْبَعْضَ يَتَسَأَلُونَ. They turn to each other, question each other. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِقَرِينَ. I had a certain companion who denied the advent of Qiyamah. يَقُولُ وَإِنَّا لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. And you would say, are you from those who confirm the advent of Qiyamah? Do you really believe that that will happen? إِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا إِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. That will we be really be given the retribution for our deeds when we die and become sand and bones? And in this manner, the kafir is to deny Qiyamah and ridicule the mu'min whose efforts was to convince them fell on deaf ears. And the person of Jannah will then say to the others and say that, هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ. Do you want to have a look? So that friend of mine is surely lying in Jahannam. Come, let us look down and see what condition is he in. And this statement is that of a person who is in paradise, that he will look down. Or it may be that Allah will offer them, do you want to look and see? And the mu'min will then, فَطَّلَأَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَى الْجَحِيمِ. He will then look and he will see him in the midst of the fire of Jahannam. And the mu'min will then address the kafir by saying, قَالَ تَاللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينِي. But Allah, you almost destroyed me. You almost destroyed me. You attempted to dissuade me from Islam and make me a kafir like you. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. Had it not been for the favor of my sustainer, I would have been of those who have been seized and brought before Allah. If it were not for the bounty of Allah, I would have certainly been from those brought forward to suffer the punishment. And on this particular instance, the author of Ruh al-Ma'ani has written that it's possible that Allah will grant the people of Jannah extremely good eyesight, enabling them to see into Jahannam. And from Jannah, they will be able to converse with the inmates of Jahannam. It's also possible that the people of Jannah will be allowed to speak to the people of Jahannam from the barrier between them called Araf. And these are various options in terms of how this particular discussion will unfold. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ. Are we not to die? Then turning to his companions, the person will say, is it not so that we shall not die again? إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. Except for our first death, and we shall not be punished. And Allah Rabbul Izzah will respond and say, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah says, undoubtedly, this is the great success. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. Those who wish to act should act in this manner. One cannot aspire great things and hope to attain admission into Jannah without doing something. You need to work hard and you need to make effort, and only with that effort will you gain this, what we're talking of, this, the delight of the gardens of paradise, where you will be free to enjoy the favor and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you will live with enjoyment and prosperity forever. And without doubt, this is what we call the supreme success. And it is acquiring the supreme goal that all endeavors should be made and all sacrifice should be bore, and it will be worth it. Let's go for our nasheed, and then we have the markets.